Hello, and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto, and today I'm going to share with you a poem by John Donne. It's the third in a series I'm calling Poems for My Family, which I've copied out by hand and sent by post. That means three times writing it by hand, because I send it to both my brothers and their families, and to my father. This was written as a series of meditations by John Donne, and it's life-affirming even while it speaks of dying. Above all, it underlines our connectedness to other people, and despite its specific references to Europe, it strikes me as a poem for humankind. Also worth noting is that John Donne, an Englishman living on an island, used the continental mainland as his point of reference. I learned this poem by heart many years ago, and it was only when I read Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls that I made the connection between his book title and this poem and the common theme of unity with others. Here it is. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. And therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Thank you for listening.